Parim, mit Mitzvahs Chalitze, sagt der Mischne, Mitzvahs Chalitze, Bishloische Dayonim, Bafilo Schlechten Hedjoites. The Mishnah starts off by saying we need three Dayonim, and then the Mishnah is Messiah, but really they don't have to be Dayonim, they don't have to be Smuchim, Bafilo their Hedjoites. Why the Mishnah says we need Dayonim, we'll see in the Gemara. Before we go further, I'd like to mention I saw the Merei Meisader and the Bichas Avram on the Daik from the Loshen HaMishneh, Mitzvahs Chalitza. It would seem that Chalitza is a mitzvah, is not only a matir, but is a mitzvah to make Chalitza. There have been other ayahs also, but for the pashtus of Loshen HaMishneh, it would seem that it is a mitzvah. Cholzo b'mano chalitzoso ksheil. Now, the Mishnah says if chalitza was made when he was wearing a shoe, chalitzoso ksheil. Ba'anpilya, if the chalitza was made, he was wearing a type of a stocking, and anpilya is not megan, a person can bang himself wearing an anpilya, so that does not have a shame now. Now is a dover that is megan, is chalitzoso psula. Besandel, sheyesh loy ekev kosher, b'she'ein loy ekev posel. Now, let us see Rashi. Bafilu shloshten hedyotes, she'einom misanhedrin. Means they're not smuchim. It can be bigmore porich my dayonim. So if you do not need smuchim, so why do you say you need dayonim? If it was minal shal oyerach hu kein shalonu, this is like our shoes. Chalitza ksheire, avol chatchil oloi kedemaforish lekamon mishum minal hamerupet shenitol gaboy. We'll explain this soon. Avol ikke chalitza besandel. The ikke chalitza says ksheira b'dievet. V'chatchile, one should not use a minol a shoe. Avol ikke chalitza besandel v'hu shel oir koshe. This is made out of a hard leather, umedushel, umishenifchas ein loy takone v'ein derech lenoyaloy. Ba'anpilya, we'll explain this one. Ba'anpilya shall beg it. This is a type of a soft shoe, a stocking. Is psula, the midi, the megan, be'inam. We need something that protects the feet. D'chsiv na'loi, v'na'l midi, the megan, d'chsiv an'alcha tachash v'hu oil. Ekev shula belaz. Now, I'd like to read a little bit. The Meiri elaborates on the Mishnah, and we'll get a little picture of the what a sandal looks like, what a minnah looks like. The Meiri says as follows: Haminol osui me'orach, it is made out of soft leather. Ba'osui mechatiches beis begimel, it's made out of two or three pieces of oil. V'choyfe kol haregel, and it covers the complete foot. V'chol svivaysov, all around the foot, it is covered with leather. Hein kaf haregel, that's the bottom chelik of the regel, the sole of the foot. Hein gav haregel means the top part of the foot. Hein ikvoi. And ikvoi means in back of the heel. That is the ake. So the foot is completely surrounded with leather. Uretzuis ktsores yeitzeis me ikvo mikana mikan. And there are short ritzuis that come out from the ake. but in back of the heel of the foot, penikshoris al aman al atzmoi begav horegel. And these ritzuas are tied on top of the manol, on the gav of the regel, not the calf is the soul, and the gav of regel is the top of the regel. Bein tzorech l'ritzuas aruchais. V'sandal osui me'er koshe. Now, a sandal is made out of a hard piece of leather. V'ein boi elo chatichas oir achas. It is one piece of oil. V'hi mikabeles kaf haregel hadeires ala kalke. And it has the kaf, the sole, that means the chelik of the regel that is deires on the kalke. So that is the sandal. V'ikvoi shemei achoire haregel. And then, in back of the heel, there is an akev that prevents the foot from slipping out. So you have here a bottom and a back. Avol einei choife es pnei horegu. But it does not cover the foot at all. The foot is exposed. Elishiyesh bisfosois on the sides of the sandal, chatichois chuyois hanikrois oznayim. There are small chuyas, uretzuis aruchais nichnosois ba'oisen chuyas, and there are long retzuis which go into these chuyas. V'koishrin, and now you tie, now there's no, without these retzuis, it is impossible to wear the sandal. V'koishrin al gav haregel, you are koisher, these retzuis on top of the regel, umeachoiro, in the back of the regel, umesaimin es kishreim pa'omim al hashoik, sometimes the kshorim go up to the shoik, pa'omim al gav haregel. Now, Rashi had said that l'chatchile, one should not be make chalitza with a minnow, which is made out of oirach. Zeire mishum minnow merupet shenitol gaboy. So the Meiri explains, perish karua milamailo lishnayim. You can have a shoe that is torn. Shederech bnei oven, bnei odom lohaviyoi v'soymech al shei keifoi mamidoi al haregel lachol mi shehiluchoi benachas. That means as follows. That means it's torn, the top of the shoe is torn. Now, this shoe, let us say what the chesaron of this shoe is. This shoe is that it's cholutz, even while he's wearing it. That means this shoe will slip off very easily because the top is torn. Le'idach gise, someone can wear the shoe, and v'soymach al shehekeifoy ma'amide al haregel l'chol mi shehiluchoy benachas. That means if a person will start walking fast, so then the shoe will slip off by itself because it's split on top. If a person will walk very slow, he could, the shoe will still cover his foot. Now, one can make a mistake and think this shoe is also good for chalitza. And that is wrong. Mikomokim areyu kecholot me'elo v'chalitzosai psula. That means since the shoe, without the pu'ula of the isha is already cholotz me'elo. So me'mele, by her taking it off, that's not called, that v'cholotzo na'aloi me'al ragla. It's not considered that she took off the shoe. The shoe already is off by itself. So therefore, Chazal said, let us not make chalitza with a minnow, because we might come into kilkulim. We might make a posel a chalitza. Avo sandal, ein boichshash, by a sandal, which is one hard piece of leather and ritzuis, there's no chshash that this will occur. שאם נקראו הרצועס, אם את הרצועס הארטון, אין אימת כלל ברגל, או לשעת היו נשלח ממנו. So a person will never wear a sandal unless it is connected firmly to his foot, or else he can't wear it at all. ואם נבחס מלמטה, if the bottom חלק of the sandal is נבחס, it's split, is אפשר יש ויארגלו, מתאב שאין בו היקע, if it's not surrounding the foot, so since it's not surrounding the foot, he can't wear the shoe, if it's not, if the sandal מצד עצמוי cannot remain by itself, so he can't wear it at all. So there's no chash that he might wear a sandal which halachically is chalutz already, they'll make a chalitza with that. If it's a sandal, he can't wear it. And if he's wearing it and it's functioning as a sandal, so that means that it's shalem and it's tied well. So Mamelis, she has to make a pula of chalitza in order to take it off of him. So that's, so then we're sure that it's v'choltzonale, that she is making the chalitza. That is the difference between a minol and a sandal. Now, that's what Rashi says. We have over here, chotza, sandal, besandal, chalitzasim, so besandal, sheesh le ekev kosher, besheen le ekev posel. Now, poshib shat, others learn that ekev means the back chalit behind the heel, and that prevents the foot from slipping out. So you need, and these are the two chalokim which are in the sandal, the bottom chalik and the chalik in back of the foot that prevents the foot from slipping out. And then there's ritzuas all along which go on the gav horegel. Now Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, shula balaz. And Rashi later says Ekev and Afkuv Beis Shalom, and perhaps the Shalom is better than the Shula to understand. Shalom means a heel, underneath the heel. So that means that now the Muki Yosef explains Pshat in this Rashi. The Muki Yosef says as follows. Ekev perish Rashi, meaning Shula Balaz, Amar Hamachaba, Ekev hu anikro, kol dobo hama'akev haregel b'seich hamanu. That what holds the foot in the shoe, or sandal is speaking about. V'shuya oy ekev mamishu b'mashme. And it includes both. If there's no Ekev, or if there's no Shulya. Lefi shech she'en boi Shulya, Shula oi Ekev lemanu, haregel yoytzei chutz lemanu. So then it does not contain Ekev is dobo hama'akev haregel b'seich hamanu. That means this holds the foot in the manu. So if there's missing, let us say, I think he means a heel. If the heel is missing, so the whole foot is not in the manu. The noket Rashi zal shula revusa afo gav sheyesh lemaila ekev. There is an ekev, but even the less lemanu shula lemato afo bishen chaseira ela maat b'mokim ekev psula adkam. It seems that there is just a small amount missing, but that alone is a chesorin. It's chaseira though. We'll see that it is missing a essential chalik of what the sandal has to have. It has to contain the foot, and it's missing something. Either the back chalik or something underneath the heel. So the mele, the whole, so that's a chesorin in the shoe. It's not a shoe because doesn't have the components of a shoe which make that the foot should not slip out of the shoe or should be in the shoe. It should not be outside of the shoe or the sandal. Mina akuva ulemata chalitza kshayla. Mina akuva ulemayla chalitza psula. Now, if the ritzuas were tied underneath from the knee down, so that's kosher. If the ritzuas were tied from the knee up, so that's possible. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Minakuva lamaylo. So Rashi says, Shenechtach ragloi minakuva. His foot was cut off. V'cholat minakuva lamaylo. So Rashi said, Rashi seems to be saying that the reason why the Ritzuis were all the way over the knee because it was nechtach ragloi mina kuvo lamato, becholat mina kuvo lamaylo. Now let us see the Taisvus Yishonim. The second Taisvus Yishonim, mina kuvo lamaylo, perish Rashi, nechtach ragloi mina kuvo ulamaylo, becholat lamaylo mina kuvo. V'loi nire. The imkein, heichi kama im nechtach ragloi mina makuva lamatoch litzosek sheira. So it comes out that if ragloi was nechtach mina makuva lamatoch, so that means it's a chelek of the sheik, so then it's good. Ramrina lakama beferish, omar ameima, haiman de mizgi, aluchsei de raglei leicholatz. If a person is standing and luchsei de raglei, that's not a good chalitza. What does luchsei de raglei mean, perish? She raglei hafuch, that his foot is turned over. V'doireis be'elyoinai shel regel. And he's walking on the tzad ha'elyon of the regel, the tzad ha'tachtoin is l'maylo. Kloima she'enai doireis mimokim midris raglo. So it's no good. V'manami l'kaman omar ha'meyme, lo'i bar ovin cholitz v'lo'i bar kipuk cholitz. A Meimer had said, these bar ovin and bar kipuk, you can't make chalitza with them. Shnei savdomim hoyu, these two people by profession were savdomim, they used to give a spade. Dach l'shua l'daitei d'ravashi, that they were goyrim achalishas adas d'ravashi, and they were nenash v'shapuch karayu, and their foot was turned over. But Lamaise Bhigora Hegedis Apach Karayu Minechtach Ragli Merkuva Lamata Dama Hoche de Kosha. So if you need a regal, this is the way a regal is usually formed, and if it's mishapach it's no good. But if Rashi says if it's cut off it's good, so you don't need a regal at all. So what's wrong with this hapach karayu? The chigor eched this hapach karayu in nechtach raglo min akuvo lamato. Perishri, min akuvo lamaylo psul min akuvo lamato kshay, v'loy lamayri shagaglo yishole. We're speaking about where the ritzuas were tied. The ritzuas were tied by the sheik, or the ritzuas were tied lamar, but with bechlal we are not speaking about if something's wrong with his foot. He has a ganze, his foot is sholei. That is the sheet of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Now, let us see the Tosfos Chav Mikamoi, the end of the second line, when the lines start getting wide. So this person doesn't have a regal, if the regal was cut off. Thus nan gabi oilus ria regolim pratla bale kabim shepturim in a ria. We'll see later, this is a Gemara's akasha. The Gemara asks the kasha min akuva lamata is kosher. This Gemara is the raya terashi. Akuva lamata is kosher. Frag the Gemara, we learned that the balikabim are potter minariye, so how is it kosher? She doesn't have a regal. That's the Gemara's kasha. So from the Gemara you see klar that the Gemara understood that it was cut off. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, miyu me'al raglofu. It says v'chol, doesn't say that in the chotzon naloi me'al raglofu. From the area that's al ragloi. So the shoik is the area of me'al ragloi. So Menela, even though he doesn't have a regal, but the chalitza is done me'al ragloi. That's what the Gemara answers. So that's why it's good. By the chivriye, balei kabin apota, because you need regolim, you need raglayim. He doesn't have a regal. But by chalitza, you don't need a regal, you need me'al ragloi. Avo mina kuvel lemailo, but mer kuvel lemailo, ma'al de ma'al hu. That's not called me'al ragloi. That's called me'al de ma'al. Va'afal gav, now he brings down the kash of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Va'afal gav domar ha'meimel, ha'iman de cholet tzorech lemitchesei lekarei, leterutzei lekarei. This is a different halacha that he has to press down on the shoe. That it should be, she should be, that's called, that she's taking it off. Oma mei mehaiman de maski aluches de kari lecholitz. Peirish she raglov hafuchais. She kaf haregel. The sole of the foot. Shu ha-shula eileches lemailo. Vigav haregel lemato. Vim keinu min ha-kuva lemato amaych litzosa ksheira. So why is the chalitza ksheira? Leidomi, the hosom shenechtach ragloi, karina lei lishoik regal, vishapa karina bebecholta naloi me'al ragloi. It's still called me'al ragloi. Avalhocho hu anikro regal, vishur balas hi anikro kaf regal. Nimtza she'en ha-shoik al ha-regel, ella al kaf ha-regel. The shoik is the chelik that is al ha-regel. That's the chelik that's al ha-regel. So chol tzanale me al ragloi. But if his foot is turned upside down, so it's not called al ragloi, it's called al kaf ragloi. This is the mokim that is over the kaf ha-regel. So Mamela, so it's not called Me'al Ragloi. Me'al Ragloi means the area in the foot which is above the regal, and the regal is the Gava regal. So the area above the Gava regal is called Me'al Ragloi. So this area is called B'chol Tzanale Me'al Ragloi. You make the Chalitza from the area which is Me'al Ragloi. He doesn't have a foot, but this is this is the area in the body that's me'al ragloi. But if his foot is twisted upside down, so then the shaykh is not al ragloi. It's al kaf ragloi. That means this is the area before the kaf regal.
Because if it is, the gava regel is called the regel. The kafa regel is not called regel. That's called the bottom of the regel. And the shaykh is on, here the shaykh is not al gav ragloi, it's al kaf ragloi. So that's why it's no good. People, hoffentlich will get clearer in the Gemara when we learn the Gemara. Chalta besandal she'ein shaloi. What if the sandal does not belong to the nechla? So besandal shaloi, so bishel smel biyamin, was a left shoe, a left foot sandal that was put on the right foot. Chalitza k'sheira. Chalta begodo she'yochel lahalech boy. What if the chalitza was with a large sandal, but it's still walkable? It's very roomy, perhaps too roomy, but it's still, he can still walk with it. Or it is a little small, and it's choyfe roiv ragloi, chalitza sok sheikh, then it's a good chalitza. Now, I would like to read a lotion of the Meiri. The Meiri says as follows, Bemino maske lotion chipoi. By minolayim, the loshen is called chipui, loshen kisui, gav haregel. It is, covers, the minolayim, they cover the gav haregel, the top of the regel. Ubisandal, he's going on the Gemara later, loshen kabole, shemakif kaf haregel, shemekabol kaf haregel. That the chelik of the sandal, which is, there's only a bottom chelik, so that's not called choyfe, it's not choyfe ragle, it doesn't cover the regal. It's mekabel the regal fits into the sandal. So he explains, shehu osri ke'en kli, it is, the sandal is similar to a kli kibbul. Sherei sivsoiseho givoyois mi'at b'chol tzad ha'regal. That means there are the sides of the sandal, or a little elevated. The chosh came mitzad ha'ekev, and in back of the heel, sheyesh ba'ekev gavoya yoisa, hu aima loshin kibble. So that's why when the lady's going on a baraisa, when he speaks about a sandal, it's the sandal's mekabel ragloi. See, there's a base kibble for his regal to fit in. Va'af al pi shebemishno seinu hiskir sandal ha'choife esroiv ragloi. So it's a shrek. We learned the Mishnah. What's kind of, it's not choife. The sandal is not choife the regal. Loidok u'mekabel koma. The Mishnah means it's not mekabel. It's mekabel roiv ragloi. It's cotton and it's mekabel roiv ragloi. I had a shtikel ha'ore, I did not understand the sefer from the Mishnah to the middle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had, the she'en loy ekev posel, and the Muki Yosef explained that ekev, the Loshen ekev means the chelik of the sandal, ekev hu anikre koldova hama'akev ha'regol b'seich ha'minu. And Rashi is saying, "Afopi she'enei chaseira elo mi'at b'mokim ha'ekev psula." Even though it's missing, b'mokim ha'ekev, which seems underneath the heel, there's something missing, so it's possible. So it would seem that the whole foot has to be in the sandal. And if there's missing, there's a chelik that is not encompassed by the sandal. It's no good. And here, at the end of the Mishnah, it says, "Shu choyfe esroiv ragloi, chlitzosoik sheira." So here it's good, as long as it's roiv ragloi. So I didn't understand how these two halachas stim. So my shvaga wanted a time, it could be the two distinct dinim. That the, when we're speaking about sandal she'ein loy ekev posel, so there the chesaron is in the etzem sandal, the etzem shoe. There's a chesaron of the shoe that it does not do what a sandal is supposed to do. A sandal has to have an ekev, it's supposed to have a heel and a sole. And if there's missing some of that, so that's a chesaron in the etzem chevtze. It's not a sandal, it's not a minol, it's a felt in chevtze. Masha Enkein, this last halach, we have a complete sandal, but his foot is larger than the sandal. So now, we have here a sandal, we have here a minol, but his foot is larger, so his foot sticks out. So that, if there's no chesaron in the sandal, the chesaron is in the size of the sandal. So that's what the Seif of the Mishnah says, there's no chesaron. If it's choyfer, roiv ragloi, or kaponim, if it's, this sandal is mekabel, roiv ragloi, that's sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Oy bishel smoil b'yamin k'sheira, aber chalitza shel smoil tari b'pirkem pluk, there's a machloikis, if chalitza will be made on the left foot. Cholza begodol, sandal shle hoyo lamidas raglo, it did not fit him properly, abel hu yochal aleches, but he can still walk in it. Hachi gesine bekot na chayfes rev raglo, chalitza sak shayro. Mi acha, da afilu shloisha had yoytis, if the Mishnah says that shloisha had yoytis are also good, Dayonim lomali. So why do you need Dayonim? Satsof a Dayonim, then it sends we don't need Dayonim. A kamashmalon de beinen b'shloishe sheyoidim lahakreis ke'ein Dayonim. But al koponim, even though they don't need smiche, but there's a minimum knowledge they have to have, they have to be able to be makri. That means the psukim, that the Yavam says, and the Yavama says, Lahakreis leYavam lechafatzti lekachto, and then the law, and to the Yavama, me'ein Yavam ilhokim kochi yosel ish. Bekulon beloshen hakodesh. So there's a din that the dayonim are makri what has to be said, and then they repeat it. They bring that from a Yerushalmi va'onzor that she answers. So the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi says that ein oinin ella mipi acher. So that's the makur that you need kriya. So memela, so the dayonim have to be makri. Lulei the mistafine, I'd just like to say a shtikala or if this is true, I don't know. Eisiz Rashi says that they're makri. Lechafatzti, lekachto, mein yavol milokim, kochi yase, v'kulam b'loshen ha-kodesh. Now Rashi says another thing, no, it has to be said in loshen ha-kodesh. Now, I hear a shtikul ha-ore, look, that's the halacha, but why do we have to know this right now? We just have to know we have to be makri. How it's said in Loshon HaKodesh, in another Loshon, okay, when we'll learn the Halachas, why did Rashi have to tell us this? I saw a very interesting machlokes between Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rav Kook. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wanted to be mechalik between Mikra Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. If a person who learns the Megillah has a different Havore than the one who wants to be Yotze, he says E instead of U, it's a different Havore. Are you Yotze, yes or no? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say as follows. He says, by Mikra Megillah, it's Nemra B'chol Loshen. So on E and U, it's also good. It's not worse than Nemra B'chol Loshen. Mashenken Kriyas HaTeir is Nemra B'chol Loshen HaKodesh. So the Loshen HaKodesh is according to my Messiah, Loshen HaKodesh works with an U, not with an E. Is Memele. So the Svelten Loshen HaKodesh. He brings Rav Kook said, no, that's Svelten Nisht in the Loshen. It's Eine Medagdik Boisi Yoysel. He says, it's not Svelten Nisht in the Loshen HaKodesh. He say, ooh, he's saying that that's the same Loshen, but he wasn't Medagdik in the pronunciation. But upon him, Rav Tzvi Pesach Fein wanted to say Nitazai. He wanted to say, when the Loch is Loshen HaKodesh, then it has to be pronounced correctly. So it could be, I mean, the Gemara says, sheyoidim lahakris, that there's, we'll see there's a minimum amount of knowledge, we'll see a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how much, I mean, the Tosfos and the Mukhi Yosef, how much they really have to know, but al kaponim, it seems, yoidim lahakris, they have to know how to be makri. So, what do they have to know? What do they have to know? So could be Rashi is saying, it's said in Loshen HaKodesh, so they have to know how to pronounce the words correctly. If it wouldn't be Beloshen HaKodesh, so then, however they'll pronounce it, it's good. So it's like Gorami Bechol Loshen, so. But since it has to be said, there's a Din LaHakreis, and then they have to repeat it, so. So the Dayonim have to know how to pronounce Loshen HaKodesh correctly. They say over a Maisa, I don't know how true it is, but there was a person that was in the process of learning Krishma, and he wanted to learn Krishma correctly. So he came to the word Esed. So he started off with the A, and it's with an Ayin, and it's not an Aleph. He was having many difficulties till finally he pronounced the A the way it should be said with an I. Then he came to the scene. It's a scene. It's not a samach. It also seems there's a difference. Till come, and then when he came to the base and it's not a vov, then he got frustrated and he said groz. Finished. Groz he knew how to pronounce. That's the gdula of Krishma. It's never b'choloshim. But al kaponim, but over here, this is Nemra B'loshen HaKodesh, so here you have to know, I don't know if Rashi means this, but perhaps, Lo'ira Bosi. Let us see Taisvis, Mitzvahs Chalitze, so Taisvis al Kamashmon, the Be'inen Shloyshe, Sheyoidim Lahakreis Ka'ein Dayonim. That means there's a minimum amount of knowledge that the Dayonim, they have to know how to, like a Dayon, that they have to know how to put, how to pay to Makri. I will be shar dvorim and tzorshi bikiyim ben. The other things that don't have to be bikiyim. Bechiloi also betu, yuchlu li shoyle bikiyim. If they won't do it properly, so they'll ask bikiyim what to do. That means they don't have to be rabbonim dayonim. That means we'll ask a rab, you stand there, was this done properly, not done properly, it's okay. Aber krie im la yodu la hakris la yuchel li shoyle bekim im hikro yofe. Taisus is very unclear. Taisus HaRosh says a little better. She'enam zechurim hayich koru me'acher she'enam bekim. If they don't know how to say it, so they won't know what to ask. That means, so you need a yediyah how to be makri. The other things, though, I mean, they said the words, man, you want me. If they said it wrong or right, I mean, they don't know that there's a proper way and a not proper way, so they won't even ask. Like this, by the, how the shoe was done, they'll ask. That's what Tosfos holds. The Mukhi Yosef says, he brings down the sheet, that's the Ritva. They have to know Huchas Chalitza. Sheyoidim Lahakis Bechalze, Kol Kriya Bechalitza. The Gemara just chapped on Lahakris, but that's not it. They have to know everything. They don't have to be, they don't have to have Smicha. They don't have to be Smuchim. But they have to know Hilchis, but the Mishnah Chapton, one of the halachas which is necessary to know when you make chalitza. But you have to know all the chalitza. So we have a machloikis, how much they have to know. Tanina lo de tana rabonon, mitzvahs chalitza b'shloisha sheyedem lahakreis kein dayon. Rabbi Yehuda Imer b'chamisha. My time at the Tanakame, that's the Shloisha, the Sanya is the Kainim Shnayim, Mein Bezn Shokul, Meisif Nalem Oidechad, Arei Kan Shloisha. Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Ziknei Shnayim, Zekainim Shnayim, Mein Bezn Shokul, Meisif Nalem Oidechad, Arei Kan Hei. So Rabbi Yehuda is a posuk for four, and the Tanakam is a posuk for two, and we have a klal in Bezn Shokol, so we add one. Let us see Rashi, Zekeinim, but also Yevim Te Hashore, Ela Zekeinim. Ziknei, V'koru Loi, Ziknei Iroi. Avo V'nikshe Yevim Te Eilov, Le'enei Haskeinim, even another time again, Zekeinim, Le'kochoshim. The kiv nechsiv haskeinim, these skeinim ahanech dalal koi. These are the skeinim which we have mentioned already. Let us see Taisvis. Vein bez neshokol meisif naleim oidechot. Oche gabi chalitza osi shaper. Vein bez neshokol meisif naleim oidechot. The ike kama plukte bemasnisen. Because there's many machlekes in the Mishnah. Avalinyan smiches par debina nami shloisha kosher. By smiches par helam dobo, there also, the Gemara says, also says zekeinim in ein bezin shoko. So, over there, why do we need shloisha? Beshloime dosam nami ike pluk debina bechol koicha. Come back. Why did Shloime the Bechol Duchte the Bina and Roy Le Bezn the Ein Bezn Shok? Now, to understand the spaces, let us see the Maram for 1 minute. The Ha'ike Plukte. He says, Taisus had a problem over here. Let's appreciate what Taisus' problem was. The Halacha of Ein Bezn Shokul. And we have to add a third dayan. That is dafke, if there's a shaila in hachlo, how we should pass them. So we have to have a bezin which is able to be machia. Now, Taisvus had a moir de kekash over here. There's no din over this. Shailas over here where bezin is going to decide something. This is a din lekiyume. We need there to be zakenim. There have to be zakenim there, b'shas maisa. So finish. So why do you need three? That was Taisvus Kash. So let us see the Maram. So Taisvus says in the first tereth, there's a lot of machloikis in Hilchos Chalitza. Perish. The Ike kama dinim b'chalitza, the pligib tanoi l'kama masnisen. V'shem ayovi echel min adayonim livsoi kidas taneze. One dayan will pass like one time. That's why you need, there's a lot of shailas, so b'meila, that's why you need the bezdin of chalitza, they should be able to be machia. We'll come back to this. Then, the second parasite says, the b'chol duch debinin roi lo bezdin, perish, b'chol duch de shiofine mikro de lo isagi bechad. In kein shmamino de krosolash mine de bin en roi le bezn bein bezn shokul kein nivali vidoy. So the second teretz of Taisus is very gishmak. The second teretz of Taisus is that by emerson, if the Torah says zekeinim, so to have a shem bezn. But we know, so the Torah said you need a bezn there. You need a bezn b'shas chalit. So why need a bezn? That's not my problem. But the Torah says you need a bezn. And we have a klal in Hilchos Bezdin, you need three in order to be a Bezdin that's Yochel Achi. So whenever the Torah wanted Bezdin, so that's, in other words, the Torah wanted three. how we derive three, because a bezden, that's machia, need three. So memela, and here the Torah said you need bezden, so memela. So you need a mispar of shloisha. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. But between you and me, when the b'shas techlitza, there's no shailas, there's no achos, there's nothing. But the Torah was megalotos, you need a bezden b'shas mais. You need a bezden to be makri. The first teretz of Tosfos tells us you need to look at the maram. There's a whole bunch of shailas. There's many shailas in Hilchos Chalitza that, so you need a bezin to be machia. So the Bichas Avromes, he doesn't understand. We just learned the previous Taisvis that Yaitis are also good. There's a, the Mishlan and the Muki Yosef said, they have to know Hilchos Chalitza. So it could be if they have to know Hilchos Chalitza, so that's the halacha. The halacha is that every chalitza, there has to be a bezin on the spot, that if any shaila will rise, the bezin will be machia. Is this a good chalitza, not a good chalitza? Because according to Muki Yosef, they have to know Hilchos Chalitza taken. But according to Tosfos, they don't have to know Hilchos Chalitza. So whenever a shaila will arise, so they're going to ask a rov. They're going to go to, they're not going to paskin, they're not poiskin. They know how to be makri. So he doesn't understand the whole Tosfos. Tosfos says there's a shaila. There's a lot of shailas in Hilchos Chalitza. Sure, there's a lot of shailas. They're going to be sure to avoid all these shailas. They didn't become poiskin all of a sudden. So he doesn't understand Tosfos. Tosfos is very difficult to understand. Agav Ulche, we had wanted to say in Rashi, I don't know how true this is, wanted to say in Rashi that Yoidem Lahakreis, they should, since there's a din of Loshen HaKodesh, they should have to know how the word should be pronounced. So Lechoire, in Kainim Anachnu, in Tosfos holds, Al Kaponim, they have to be Yoidim Lahakrois. So if there would be such a shaila to know how to pronounce the words, so why did Tosfos have to find other shailas? Tosfos found by Smichas Par, there's a shaila, Id Bechol Koiche, if you don't need Bechol Koiche. So we have a shaila ready, and so we need a bezin to paskin the shaila. Fine. And why do you need a bezin by chalitza? So they say, oh, there's a whole bunch of machloikas in by chalitza. So lechera, why do you have to go with all this bekiyas? They have to know how to be makri. So the pronunciation alone is a shaila. How does one pronounce? I mean, in Kainim Menachem, he wanted to say that the Loshna Kodesh is mechayim, that has to pronounce correctly. So we have to have a yeshiva's bezin on this gufa. That how do we pronounce it when in I once saw Rav Henkin in Eidus Yisrael, he speaks about Havoris by Loshna Kodesh, by Krishma, how one says Krishma. So I think Teichad Vorm, I don't remember exactly, he says by Chalitza, he says when you make a chalitza, so pshat is you have all the havoris. If it would be true that you have to be mevarer taka, how the words have to be pronounced, so lechayra, why didn't Tosfos say this also? Why did Tosfos say this other shalos? That alone is a big problem, how the correct pronunciation of the words are. It's only a psalach atchiladikadin, maybe it's not so poor, maybe it's not a kasha bechlal. Ziknei shnayim, zekeinim shnayim. Perish bekuntris, v'niksha yivim te'elo b'leini eskeinim. So Rashi found another eskeinim, ahanach delelkoi, v'enir lori, v'bereish anhedrin mapi, hod binen shloisha mumchim dechsiv gimel lakim lemrin en lakim bas adlar koi, those which we mentioned before. Amrim da ze kainim de la eine yitzterech lemichtev. This to say that that she spits la eine has kainim. Di abok si kasa benikshe yevimte la eine hem have a mine that the yavam also has to see how she's rock befonav. And he yavam sume la yachlitz lachi kasa la eine has kainim. This kainim have to see the meiser ikike. Avul cholz min asume chalitzosak shayla. Let's see further. The Tanakama, hai zikne my ovid. Like, what does the Tanakama do with zikne? Mi boile rebuye afilu shloisha hedyoitis. So he learns that hedyoitis from the zikne. Zikainim, the first zikainim is coming to tell us that you need two, neighbors and shokal, we have three, and the second zikne is telling us afilu de hedyoitis. Rabbi Yehuda had yaitis menole. How does Rabbi Yehuda know had yaitis? He uses this zikne to tell us that you need another two. Nafkalei mila'ene. He learns that from la'ene. The Omar mar la'ene prat l'sumim. That is a miut that the dayonim, if they are sumim, they cannot see la'ene as kenim. That if they're sumim, they're posel. Umidi itzrich la'enei l'mu'utei sumim. So if you need a miyut to be memayet sumim shmami, not that for l'adyaitis, you don't need all the tnaim of bezin. Disalke daitach sanhedrin be'inon, if you need a sanhedrin, l'amuli l'mu'utei sumim, miditoni rav yosef nafke, ditoni rav yosef, kishem shebezin menukim be'tzedek, kach bezin menukim mikol mum, Shenema kuloch yofar ayosi umum ein boch. The Gemara says, if you need all hilchis dayonim, hilchis zakenim, so why do you have to be memayit? Why do you have to be memayit sumim? I know that a sum is possible to be a dayin because it says kulach yofar ayosi umum ein boch. I saw the Bichas Avram asks a psalmirdike kashe. He asks the Rambam Perik Beis halacha zayin from Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam brings down this halacha that from under the tnoim of Sanhedrin. It seems he's talking about a Sanhedrin of Rav Gimel. That they can't have a mum. And later the Rambam says, "Of a bezdin shel gimel, afal pi she'ein medagdikim behem b'chol elu." Even though these milas they don't need, but there's seven things that they do need. But al kaponim a bezdin shel gimel does not. There's no psul b'chla by a bezdin shel gimel that they're not allowed to have a mum. So the Gemara is, so it's a Pella. Here it's talking about a Bezen Shel Gimel, so how, so a filler you would need Smuchim, but it's only a Bezen Shel Gimel. Before we turn over, let us see. Rashi Karbezen, Lukim Komum, Yalav Maikro, Kuloch Yofer, Yosef, Vairi Besan Hedron. Taisvis mi boile la rabbis ad yaitis, vim toima mis keinem amaloi mashmaloi zikne hashuk, kidoma bepeik basra de saita bepeik kama de sanhedrin, iloi vishayftech, avamina zikinecha vila zikne hashuk, abi yagla ruf, you don't need the psozei smuchim and ayonim, vishlam de shan yoch de siv ashoro, the mashma sanhedrin, sama mele, vosa ashoro, also bim tashora elas kainim, so these are the kainim ayosh mebeshah, this means these are dayonim. So the Gemara says further, v'idoch, so now, so l'chere shver, he says, l'chere, why do you need ziknei? to be, according to the Tanakam, why do you need Zikne to be Marbe Edyoites? L'chayre, you can be Marbe, we see Klo, that Edyoites are good, because you have to be Mayit Sumim. Be'idach, ahu la'ene my Ovid lay, ahu l'chderove hu diyosa. Aces, if he would darshan ene for sumim, so then he wouldn't need a posik to be ma'abad yaitis. Because if he ma'ayat sumim akochoch, you don't need, dayonim, which are kosher for bezin, because I would automatically, I'll be ma'ayat sumim. So the Gemara says, no, la'ene is not coming to Mamayat Sumim, al hu l'chadrovu diyosa, the marove tzriche d'ayne l'merzei roike de konofik mipume de yevoma. They have to see how the roik comes out from the mouth of the yevoma. T'chsiv la'ene haskenim v'yorkos. That's coming to tell us how loche the eyesight of the zekein, but they have to be Balayriya, they're not allowed to be sumim. No, they have to see the Maisari Kike. So Memele, so there's no raya whatsoever that had yaitis are good. Ve'idach nami mi boilech de rove. So the Gemara says, I bezaitak, we need it for rove, so how do you not be mayat sumim? Einach nami. Ve'el ad yaitis minole. So how do you know ad yaitis are good? So for Ket L'chedig Mor seems to be saying now that we're not Mimayet Sumim. We need this Pasuk to tell us that you have to see the Maiser Kike. So how do you know Hadyaitis are good? Navke mebi Yisroel Koldu. Li Yisroel, bi Yisroel Sarashi says, Lohokim Lohokiv Shem bi Yisroel. Now L'chedig it's shreklich modne. The Gemara darshins from Be Yisroel that Yisroel koldu. So this pasuk is speaking about Dayonim. This pasuk is speaking about Lachim Lachiv Shein Be Yisroel. So how are we learning out from this that the Dayonim can be Hadyaitis? Perhaps the drosha goes. The Negine doesn't seem like that, but could be the Gemara Darshan. The Pasuk says, Va'omro, she says, Me'ein Yevomi, Lahokim La'ochiv Shem Bi Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk says. So could be that Chazal Lohim Pshatan the Pasuk, Va'omro, she says, Me'ein Yevomi, Lahokim La'ochiv Shem. That's what she says. And where does she say this? Be Yisrael. Be Yisrael is going on the Va'omra. Va'omra be Yisrael, me'ein yevomi lachim lachim shem. So it could be that's pshat. So me'mela, so she's saying it be Yisrael. So I feel like Yisrael kodol. Maybe that's how the Gemara learned. But I mean, it's me'odik and nageil. What her mira is. The mira is only lachim lachim shem. And be Yisrael is, that's where she says this. So the Gemara Beidach, it's according. So now we have a limud for Adyaitis. So what is he to be Israel? I be so by Ovid Light, me boiler the tongue of Shmuel by Yuba be Yisrael, be Bezin shall Yisrael, be Bezin shall Geir. Be Edoch, be Yisrael achinexit, to be Mamayat Geir. Be Edoch, so why take it on you learn now from the other Yisrael? Me boiler the Sanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Pam Acha, Sayinu Yoishvim, Lefne Rabbi Tarfim. Ubo Yevome Lachloitz. And we were sitting there, and there was a bezin that was officiating by the chalitza, and Rab Tarfon told us, "Anu kulchem chalutza nal beis chalutza nal chalutza nal." So memele, so pshat is the pasuk says, V'nikro shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz anal. So that b'Yisrael is coming to tell us, v'nikro shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz anal, that all the Yidden have to say this, not only the Dayonim, but everyone, v'nikro shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz, whoever is there has to say beis chalutz anal. So memele, so the b'Yisrael is coming not to tell us, Geirim, we have a pasuk for Geirim. This pasuk is to tell us that everyone should say Beis Chalutzana. Ve'idoch mi v'nikro nafke. This we can learn out from v'nikro. Let us see Tosfos. Yofo ra'yosi emum mein boch. So from here we learn out that a Baal Mum is pasuk. Posuk in Shir Hashir. Havo misyatzvu shom imoch bedoimem loch. Loidoshin alinim psul yuchsim. Tosum leka avoide shiye svor lifsoil bali mum. So me mele, so I say mistavo the doimem loch is that and that. In yuchsim. Bez the menukim mikol mum. The Sanhedrin of a peg bosim in the koma achodol asuye ger. V'chodol asuyei mamzer, amasnisen deina kyl ksheirem lodin dinin afoshes. So the Gemara says, that it's telling us that a mamzer is possible, a ger is possible. Motzol meimel asuyei bali mumin, the psul yuchsin airi. The Mishnah is being about the psul yuchsin. The Tony Seife, en ksheirem, elo kahanim levim yisraelam amesim lakunim. So you see, klo, that einakel ksheirim, ein ksheirim elu, we're speaking about in Hilchus Yichus, what is necessary in order to be a dayan in the bezin shal nefoshes, lodin din in nefoshes. Mi v'nikro shmoi nafke, so then the Gemara says, how does he know that he dashes from Abi Yisrael to tell us that Geirim apostles, how does he know that everyone is mechuyev to be koire chalutzanal? Nikro shmoi nafke. So Tosfos says, mi be Yisrael dorish, he also darshens from Yisrael. Desomche eitzel v'nikro shmoi. That means that since the v'nikro shmoi be Yisrael, the be Yisrael was put next to v'nikro shmoi, so from that we learn, from the smiches, we learn out that everyone should call out. The v'nikro shmoi l'chude l'ave mashme l'aneis kulam al davka dayonim l'ya kol ho'im dimsho. So it means there's two droshes we darshan. There's one drosh that we darshan from Yisrael that we need, that we might bezin shall geirim, and then from the smiches we darshan that the kriya has to be from all the Yisraelim ayeshvim sham, besides the dayon. V'koshulari, v'hochi darshinen trei b'Yisrael, l'makedisle, kama the dushin darshinen dekimin shecholot zlo nal hutro l'chol Yisrael, a third roshet. That after the chalitza she comes mutal lechol yisrael. Amari da'osim darshinim b'desomchei lebi'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. Avamotz lemichdav u'Yisrael yikoru shmoi beis chalutz hanal. Ilavos l'drosha da'oche. U'medisomchei Yisrael eitzel chalutz hanal. Darshinim nami kimin shecholot zlo nal hutro lechol Yisrael. And after the chalitza, she's mutzah from Chol Yisrael, so we learn out all the rashes. Yeah. Let us see further. The Moses Elamayato, the Koru Shnayim, the Dibru Shnayim. Let us be marbe another four dayonim. Achinami le Rabbi Yehuda
הרי כאן תשאל הרבון הרי כאן שיבה. אז לגמור אינצז, ההוא מבוי לא לכדסניה, וקורו לוי ולא ישלוחם, ודיברו אילוב, מלמד שמסין לוי, עיצה היגנס לוי, שאם הויו הוא ילד והיא זקנו, הוא זוקן וילדו, אמרים לי מלך עצל ילדו, מלך עצל זקנו, כלך עצל שכמויסחו, ועל תכניס כתותו לסייך ביסך. So the Gemara darshins from over here that the koru loy veloy shlucham. So grad psaisoa machloikis. What is pshat in this the koru loy veloy shlucham? Rabbeinu Avraham min Hol learns pshat that this is going on the din that bezen tzorich lahakrois. You mentioned before the Yerushalmi says va'onzo. If it's ein oinin ella mi pi achel, if it's an anias, or someone said before, that's the makir that bezen tzorich lahakreis. And the Rabbi Avraham min Hol seems to say that the makir is from this pasuk v'koru loy v'loy shlucham. That's Rabbi Avraham min Hol seems to say. But then he also says it's only in asmach the balme. But others seem to say. The Beis Meir in Siman Kuf Samach Vov says the Iker is V'dibru Eilov, that they call the Yavam and Yavam. This is speaking about before the Maisa Chalitza, before they decide to do anything. This is a Hagdomet to what should be done. So V'koru Loi V'loi Shlucham V'dibru Eilov. The Iker Miut is V'dibru Eilov. That the shliach could call them, but then they have to be matzia for the yavam and yavome. What is the best thing to do? To make yibum or not to make yibum? That's how the Beis Meir seems to say, and others also seem to say this. So this v'kolu is no shaychis at all with what we learned on the Madalif that bezin is makri. Let us see Taisvis v'kovaloi v'loi shluchem v'teime. So here we have a miut that in this kriya a shliach is no good v'teime. Dafini beperik beis the kedushin mikroi de shluchei shalodim kemoisoim. We have psukim shluchei shalodim kemoisoim adrab neil mahoche the ain shluchei kemoisoim. Here would seem the ain shluchei kemoisoim because it says kovaloi shluchem. So Mamela Bachola Tere Kula, it's how you know to learn out from Trume, learn out from this din kriya that it's not good with Tua Shliya. Vishloimidi Ishkama Ksum Aboim Kecha the Gabi Agalarutha Nami Darshinin, Vyotsu Hain Veloy Shluchon, Vominochis Bekshtai Midis Darshinim Samach Yodai Veloy Shluchoi, Vonadorim Emayit Shlichim Eforos Nadom L'Rab Yashiyim. So Memelos, what does Taisus mean to say? So Taisus means to say, so it's if we would learn out, that means if I just have two psukim, that I have one person that tells me Shluchi Shalom Kamoisai, and one pasuk that tells me that not shluchei shalodim kamoisei. And b'chol ha'teire kula, you learn out, l'chumre makshini, you learn out that ain't shluchei shalodim kamoisei. So why do we need all this psukim to tell us that shluchei shalodim kamoisei by eglerufin and by smiche and by eforos nedorim? So it would seem that it's shloish eksuv ma'boim ke'echot, and dafke here ain't shluchei shalodim kamoisei. So if Taisus v'im Taima, if that's the case, Lamalu Yikrabi Kedushin, Nail of Mahana Kroi, so if a Kelt, here Guv is a Raya. If the Shloish Yiksuva Bom Ke'echot, so it means Dafke, here not, and all over yes. The Mitzvah Lashminim, the Mitzvah Lashminim, Echlal Dabal, Mahavi Kemaisa. Yeshloim di Lav Kroi, the Hosom, Abedoshinikalani Kroi, Ledrosh Achite, Rab Elchonim. That means, first I have to have a person tells me Shluchi Shalom Kemoisoi. And now I say that these psukim are telling me that here you don't say Shluchi Shalom Kemoisoi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar,
Rav Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Chalitza B'Shloi She'oil B'Sosam Lantana Kebosam. That Halacha we paskin that Chalitza is B'Shloi She'na like Rav Yehuda. Because the Stam Mishneh Amar Rav Rav Nachman Yehochi Mi Yonami V'Snan Amin B'Chalitza B'Shloi She Learned the Mishneh in Sanhedrin that Min is B'Shloi She V'Chitayim is also Shmi B'Shloi She V'Chitayim Achinami V'Sanya Mi Yon B'Shami Emrim B'Zden Mumche You need Smuchim. So according to you, since it's a Stam Mishnah, we should paskin like the Stam Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah that says Miyunim B'Shloisha. So he answered, Hosom Chatstom Vohochet Reistom. Here there's two stomachs on Mishnah and that Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Amin Vachalitza Bishloisha. So two stomachs we pass like this stomach. There's only one stomach that Gabi Mir. Like the Gemara, Hosom Nami Treistom Inino. There's also two stomachs. There's none. Mianoi Shecholzu Befonov. Yiseeno, there's no Shash that, there's no Shash that he was Meshaker. Mibnei Shehu Bezn. Zweis is neither Bezn. So there there's two stomachs. So why didn't you pass him by me in the neither Bezn? So Moshe said, Lahosam, three stomachs, Hochet, Prosa stomach. There's two stomachs here, there's three stomachs. So the Moshe says, Michdei, Hostom, Vahostom. I mean, that the way doesn't make sense for him. Ali Chatstam, Ali Treistam, Ali Plosa. Elam Rav Nachman Bayitzakoilus, Stam, Bemoki Machloikis. Where we have the machloikis, there's a stam mishneh where the machloikis is. It's not smichas kene beglarufa bishloisha de Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda oimer bachamisha. So we have here machloikis Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Achlitz lamayunim bishloisha b'leika polik Rabbi Yehuda. We just mentioned Rabbi Yehuda that there was a machloikis by eglarufa. And by chlitz, He doesn't say anything. Like a polig Rabbi Yehuda, it's not polig by Chalitza. Shma mino hoda by Rabbi Yehuda, shma mino. Let us see Rashi. Chalitza v'amunim b'shloisho, ostomi perikam ad Sanhedrin. Bebezden Sanhedrin. Chalitza treis tominim. Ha'chis nisim didon, b'achta Sanhedrin. Stam beperketzat misha osar asisha beneda hareza leisiyeno. Miyeno isha cholza befonov yisen. Laka mishim hasamim chikshus fair because it's a bed. Misha bezden toima. O yochid ha yushab dedem bishvilo id niskaven. Shrei bezden ho yushab me bezden poras mishloish. Hoi lo stoba bok machloikasi. Shinech luk sham rab yudah bedover acher. Dove zalei nech luk shmah. Mino hoda be. Avo miyen lav stome. ומוקם מחלויקסי. דענך תנוי רב יויסי ברב יוד ובלסר ברב יויסי למסינוס נפלוק תחיתה נאמן נדליק בהוש מאמינו הודרי בהו. Because here we have other תנויים that are חילק by מיון.